And now on to Louisiana, and John McGinnis, who is a syndicated columnist and publisher of the newsletter www.lawpolitics.com. Law Politics, John McGinnis, for Louisiana, not for L.A.
That's right, Louisiana politics.
Well, somebody thinks Louisiana is going to be a contested state in November. Do you agree?
Well, actually, I think Louisiana has become to the Republicans what Minnesota is to the Democrats. It might be a swing state, but the Republicans have to carry Louisiana, just like the Democrats probably have to carry Minnesota and Iowa. It's probably more of a swing state than other states in the South, but right now I'd say it's still leaning pretty strongly toward President Bush.
Give us a little recent political history on who's been winning statewide in Louisiana.
Well, Democrats have been winning statewide elections for governor last year, and Mary Landrieu was reelected for the Senate with a stiff challenge 2 years ago. But especially Governor Blanco, pretty conservative Democrat, she'd probably rank as a Republican in outside of the South, and Landrieu is moderate to conservative. So Democrats have an advantage here because there is a very high African-American registration, about 30%. They vote all Democrat. And so a conservative Democrat can usually win here. Now, as Senator Kerry, he's more liberal than Democrats who tend to get elected in Louisiana, so he has an uphill fight.
Senator Kerry, you say, might do well, though, among African-American voters in Louisiana?
He'll do very well. He'll get 90% or more of the African-American vote. That's going to be an anti-Bush vote, more than a pro-Kerry vote.
Other groups in Louisiana?
The swing group would be the Cajuns in southwest Louisiana. They're the most flexible voters. They can go either way. Michael Dukakis carried southwest Louisiana in 88, even though he lost the state. There's a more moderate Democratic vote there, and I think Kerry has a good chance of doing well there. He probably could do pretty well there if he'd speak French, but that'd probably hurt him everywhere else.
It does want to sound like he comes from Chateau country in the rest of the country.
Yeah, exactly. And also the Cajuns might not understand him. In Parisian French, they don't speak that down here.
Now, what issues do you think are figuring large in Louisiana this year?
Well, I think certainly the war in Iraq will figure even larger. 4,000 National Guard troops are shipping out very soon from Louisiana, and so their presence there and what happens to them could be a factor in the election. The economy is very important. Trade issues are important. Louisiana has felt battered by the Bush policies on sugar, and cotton is under discussion now. So those things concern Louisiana voters. I think the economy here is probably lagging behind the rest of the country.
In presidential races in recent years, who has won Louisiana?
Bush won it in 2000, then Clinton won it twice. Of course, Reagan carried it twice before that.
So if you're a Democrat from a nearby state or perceived as a centrist, you can win Louisiana.
Sure. I think Louisiana, it could be up for grabs. Senator Edwards may have stood a better chance in Louisiana. Even if Al Gore were running again, I think he might have a better shot in Louisiana. Kerry has some work to do in Louisiana, no doubt about that. He's just, being from the Northeast, he's just seen as more foreign than a guy from Texas.
But does President Bush have some work to do in Louisiana, too?
Oh, yeah, he certainly does, because President Bush came down and campaigned for a Senate candidate in 2002, and she lost. He recognizes that Louisiana can be a pretty ornery state when it comes to Republicans winning.
Mr. McGinnis, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
All right, thank you.
Syndicated columnist John McGinnis in Baton Rouge talking with us about presidential politics, the outlook in Louisiana. Earlier, we heard from Lawrence Jacobs, political scientist at the University of Minnesota, about his state. Minnesota and Louisiana are both states where the Kerry campaign has bought television advertising time.